The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
We almost had some good old-fashioned baseball last night, but was that the biggest story? We've got all of them coming up next as Late Hits continues its invasion of the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Why? Because me and Jason are on it. That's why. Patrick Creighton, Jason Brady, in for Fred and A.J. on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. On the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at Jason Braddock, at Late Hitters. Aaron Rabel on the other side of the glass, at the Master Controls, at Aaron is Blitz, at ESPN 97.5. And sports to you, Mr. Braddock.
Sports and stuff.
And stuff. There was some and stuff at Minute Maid Park last night. Some and stuff. And I don't think a lot of people, because I was there, a lot of people didn't realize there was about to be and stuff, I think, right away.
Oh, I knew immediately upon the Bregman at bat. This is about to escalate quickly.
And that was the thing. You know, 3-0, I could challenge him. I could put it. Now, you know what? Let me throw it as hard as I can at his head.
96 miles per hour behind his head.
And then, you know, two batters later, you're throwing one at Correa's head. And this is something that I will tell you from experience. If anybody tells you it was only 87 miles an hour, has never been hit by a pitch 87 miles an hour.
You know, I've had a similar thought on my way in today, reading a lot of ignorant tweets last night from people that, you know, educated, unbiased people in the baseball media, national media, and everything else that just thought this was the greatest thing, throwing at Alex Bregman's head and then coming high and tight on several other batters. It wasn't just Correa.
No, the same baseball media and baseball Twitter that normally tells us you can't throw at a guy's head, the baseball's a weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
Now is glorifying. And my favorite was Jeff Passan acting like this is great.
Did he try to walk it back when he got called out for it?
That fraud is the same dude that basically wanted Jose Urania thrown out of the league for drilling Ronald Acuna Jr. 2 years ago. When Acuna, you know, basically got his reputation as a fish out of water, took one in the back, and then rolled around on the ground like he was freaking dead.
All of their biases that we've been calling out for the last 6 months, when we told you, we even went live yesterday here on The Blitz, and we told you again that you have the beat writers in Major League Baseball carrying the water for the commissioner. And if you ever doubt it, go look at Jeff Passan's tweets. Let me ask Pete Creighton a trivia question that I'm 100% sure he knows right off. In the game of baseball, over a century worth of playing, how many people have died on the baseball field?
One.
What did he die of by chance?
Got hit in the head by a pitch.
Mm. You can literally die. I mean, the
it
one
thing.
It has
happened before.
The one thing you can die on a baseball field is somebody taking your life. This is sports. This is a baseball game that grown men get to play for buku dollars, millions, and I haven't even gotten into the hypocrisy of the Dodgers, their fan base, and the national media talking about, yes, you have to go get these Astros, that's what you do, and all, as if they forgot what just happened a month ago. Who became the richest contract in baseball?
Mookie Betts.
Who signed him?
The Dodgers.
Where did Mookie Betts come from?
Boston.
All right. And what led to the Astros scandal, like, for Major League Baseball to really understand this was going on in their sport?
That the Red Sox were cheating again.
How were they doing it? They wasn't doing, they were stealing signs, but they wasn't using electronics.
With electronics.
Oh, how so?
One rogue employee.
What about the Apple Watches?
That was 2017.
Oh, okay. So even before the Astros, and I sent you some clips yesterday because I said, let's go back and look at the revisionary history. I sent you some screenshots of this article written when the Yankees blew the whistle on the Red Sox, and the Red Sox turned around and blew the whistle on the Yankees. Both of them we know about. Major League Baseball investigating and knowing about them electronically stealing signs and cheating. The Red Sox more so using Apple Watches to transfer. The same thing the Astros were doing, but instead of they were banging on the trash, you're using a damn Apple Watch.
No, and this is what they did. This is what the Yankees did. This is what almost everybody did.
It says it in the article, and Major League Baseball has found out that this is rampant across baseball, talking about players, ball clubs stealing signs electronically and rapidly getting it to their players in real-time information. This was before the Astros were ever named or even suggested to be cheating back in 2017 when the Red Sox were doing, in a different method, same parallel, apples to apples, what the Astros did. But the Dodgers and their fan base, that is probably one of the most ill-informed, are like, yeah, get those stinking electronic sign stealers, they're the worst in baseball. Yes, we signed Mookie Betts to a record-breaking deal. How does this correlate? Yes, Joe Kelly's the savior of the Dodgers. He played on those same Red Sox teams that started this with the Apple Watches.
You know, opposing fans at Minute Maid don't have to worry about being put in a coma the way they do when they leave Chavez Ravine.
Sure, exactly.
Just ask any Giants fan. Because every year, a Giants fan or more get attacked and wind up in a hospital leaving a Dodgers game because Dodgers fans think it's perfectly okay to assault other people.
Here's my thing. If I'm Club Astros today, Club Astro is shut down as a fun, entertaining environment. I'm taking this song, I'm cutting it all the way up to 10, and everybody's getting their mindset like it's fight night in the UFC. I've got pumped up. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a f- if you don't get, and that's my mindset through the whole clubhouse, that this is a heavyweight bout tonight. We're going to beat you with our bats. We're going to nail you in the back with baseballs, and then we're going to beat your ass on the field, because we talked about this yesterday. The city of Houston, most diverse city in all of America, not New York City. People come from all over, and they embrace what makes Houston special. And Houston has that mentality. And I caught someone to Josh Shannon's show. He did a great job in the shirts he's talking about. It was an idea I had last night as well. And I'm like, genius idea there. The Dusty Baker clip. Aaron, do you have the clip? Obviously, you've got the audio of Baker. This is what Josh wants to put on the T-shirt. This is Houston in a nutshell. And even though I grew up in South Carolina, this is what my dad taught me at a young age about fighting.
No, I'm not giving him any excuse because we didn't say anything, you know. So like I said, we don't start nothing, but we don't take nothing either. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's him saying, we're going to bust some ass tonight, Houston style. My dad, when I was a kid, and he would tell me this repeatedly, I still hear his voice when I say it, never start a fight, but be quick to finish it. You're wearing Houston across your shirt. You embrace the city tonight. I watched that game last night, and it took me probably about a decade to get a sports hate for the city of Houston. Last night watching that Dodgers game, and I'm not a Astros fan per se. I like Houston sports. I like to see them do well. Last night, even me, not being one of you diehard Astros, Houston sports homers, I had a hate for the Dodgers unlike anything I've had for the Cowboys or anybody else. And as a Houston Astros player, You, I hope you're hearing this in that clubhouse now. Cut up. If you don't give a damn, I don't give an F, because that's how the entire city of Houston is feeling right now. And if you lose that game, it's not you losing it. It's all of your fans that stood behind you during the scandal, having to listen to the whiny ass bitches out of L.A. and Joe Kelly's smug face that should have took a fist through it. We have to live that. And you, we only ask you, go out there. Beat the hell out of them bitches with your bat. Beat the hell out of them bitches on the field. And if they dare throw at your head, let them know what Houston's about, like Andre told Cortland Finnegan. Let them know what Texas is about, like Nolan Ryan taught Robin Ventura. This is Texas. You're not messing with us in sports or any other way, or we will beat that ass.
This is where the resolve of the Astros, the first time the Astros' resolve is really going to be tested. It's also the first time the resolve of the fans is really going to be tested. This is what it means to wear the black hat. And we've been talking about wearing the black hat since February, right? This is what it means. Everybody else in the country wants you to lose. Everybody else in the country is going to revel and celebrate in your failure.
100%.
They want to dance on your grave. This is why not just, you know, the little bitches out in L.A., but every little media punk ass who from every city in the country, all doing the dog pile. We've talked about the Astros dog pile. Okay? Logic is not correlating right now. This is everybody wants on the bandwagon. Social media is littered with everybody wanting to get on the bandwagon, which is down with the Astros. Everybody, even if your team cheated, even if your team came in last place every year for the last 8 years, if you didn't play the Astros, doesn't matter. Everybody wants in on the dog pile. It's the cool thing to do. This, you're wearing the black hat. I don't know if people in Houston have ever had to wear the black hat before.
It's an adjustment period, but that game last night will expedite the process to where Houstonians will know what they are this year. We're going to be better on you. We're going to be better than you on the field, and we're going to be tougher. If you've got a bullseye on us, you better not miss.
Because this isn't the peak of the iceberg, all right? This is your starting the climb. It gets worse from here. All right? Everybody who can't be at the games to run their mouths and say stuff and throw stuff and shake the team bus and all that stuff, they're putting it all out there on social media, mostly behind phony accounts or on the back of some media butt wipe who is going to, you know, play the baseball line. Well, you know, the Astros were the only cheaters.
Right.
This is where your resolve comes in, A, as a member of the Astros, B, as a fan. Because it gets worse and worse. And every time the Astros lose, it's going to be hard and loud on social media. The only thing you can do is trust in the talent of this team. Reload your gun. Go back out there the next day and start firing.
In Houston, if you're cordial, we're cordial. But nationwide, and for Dodgers fans and the media, if you don't give a damn, this team's not going to give an F. Last night, we've already seen keeping it real going wrong in sports and how it relates to Texas. Finnegan thought he was a tough guy. Andre whooped that ass. Robin Ventura thought he was a tough guy. Nolan Ryan whooped that ass. Last night, the city of Houston gave out something they never had before in sports moments of keeping it real going wrong. Carlos Correa stared down Joe Kelly, and his eyes told him, right now, you're getting a COVID-19 pass. There won't be another pass tonight. Whether the Astros start it or whether they finish it, there won't be another COVID-19 pass. Cordiality's out of the window. There's no more Southern hospitality. It's a effed up mentality. That's where we're going with. You now, don't give a damn, they don't give a F.
Now, something that I talked about earlier this year several times also kind of reared its head in this game last night. It had Dusty really pissed in between innings. We'll get to that. Plus, suspensions handed down. Did Rob Manfred actually back up what he said he would? Next. Because it's about to get
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It has said it is going to be stringent in enforcement when it comes to headhunting against the Houston Astros. It does not want this sort of situation boiling over. So there is a possibility that we could see discipline, but it's going to be hard considering Bregman and Correa were not hit. If they come in with any kind of a penalty or even a fine, it's going to be contested by both sides.
That's a company suck up Jeff Passan trying to poo-poo. The Astros, they didn't try to throw at him. There shouldn't be any punishment.
But to his credit, though, he does a great job speaking professionally, both on TV and radio, with the commissioner's balls completely in his mouth.
It's a talent. It is a talent. Now, keep in mind, previous words from Rob Manfred regarding the idea of teams deliberately throwing at the Astros. This is Manfred quotes, okay? Retaliation in game by throwing at a batter intentionally will not be tolerated. Whether it's Houston or anybody else, it's dangerous. It is not helpful to the current situation. Then it also, part of the article was, it needs to be noted that Manfred said this applies to all teams and all situations, not just the Astros, that MLB wants to crack down on pitchers deliberately throwing at hitters.
All right, now, so was it lip service?
I am all for if a guy hits a home run and then Cadillacs it around the bases,
drill him
in the back. When you hit a guy, you hit him in the back, you hit him in the ribs, you hit him in the arm, right around the elbow, you hit him in the butt, you hit him in the thigh. You don't go with his head, you don't go with his knee.
I mean, it's well-known fact, especially for a veteran in baseball like Joe Kelly.
You know, one of the things, if you're a Houston fan, you might recall this. Dusty mentioned talking to Dickie Thon. Now, Dickie Thon was a shortstop for the Astros back in the early 80s.
And a great baseball
who
name.
Who took a Mike Torres fastball to the head. And missed like 2 years of his career, was never the same player. Dickie Thon was an up-and-coming, like, star shortstop who wound up being, like, an all-glove, no-stick guy after getting beamed in the head.
So we were asked this on the Twitch as well. Let me see if I can find it. You first, before we get into this and start catching up Twitch. Right, and so, if you want to get into it, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can interact live during the show, during the break as well. You can also call and text the show, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And for those asking, Fred and AJ will be back tomorrow. We'll be back in our usual time slot, 7 to 9, Thursday and Friday.
Now, everybody saw or probably heard if you watched the game, Joe Kelly's nice swing, bitch, which I had tweeted out right as it happened, but everybody saw that. What you probably didn't see was in between innings, Dusty was having a total cow with the umpires on the field in between innings, livid, screaming, because after Kelly threw at Bregman's head and threw at Correa's head and then instigated a benches clearing altercation, the Astros got a warning
right
about hitting anyone or throwing at anyone. Now remember, if you get a warning and the umpire thinks you deliberately threw at a guy, even if you did not hit them, automatic ejection for the pitcher, automatic ejection for the manager. The Astros got warned. The Dodgers did not. So if the Astros were deemed to have thrown at anyone from that point out, pitcher's out of the game, Dusty's out of the game.
Right, because they'd already got the warning.
They could have done it, no warning, no issue, nothing at all. And that's why Dusty was super ticked. And part of wearing the black hat, the umpires are not going to give the Astros a fair shake. I've talked about this for months. If you think that the sentiment that goes from the media and to the fans, to the other teams, does not also extend to the umpires, you are sadly mistaken. It absolutely does. And last night was a perfect example. The Astros hadn't even gotten back on the field yet, and they were warned, and the Dodgers, the culprits, were not. Normally, in that situation, if the umpires feel the game is about to get out of hand, both teams get warned. And why this aggravates the team that was offended is because they never get the chance to, quote-unquote, get even.
Sure.
In this case, the Astros weren't afforded the chance to get even, but the Dodgers were afforded the chance to continue to offend. That should never, ever happen in baseball. And we saw it happen last night, and that's why Dusty lost his mind. Now, came down right as our show started. Mark Berman, Fox 26. Joe Kelly, 8 games, which is, for a reliever, that's a pretty good suspension. In a 60-game season, that's a really big suspension.
Right, absolutely. That's the key.
Dave Roberts got a game, and for some reason, Dusty got a fine. I'm guessing because he must have used some bad words when speaking to the four nincompoops who were trying to run the game last night.
Well, you also saw the comments coming out the dugouts yesterday, like with Dusty Baker. Somebody isolated the audio. I'm not sure who originally had it first, but they isolated the audio with Dusty Baker screaming at him, "Get back on the mound, you little." You heard it, right? Well, have you heard that audio yet?
That type of stuff goes on all the time. That's not something you get fined for.
Yeah, so play the audio. This had me cracking up last night.
You can yell at each other on the field. You don't get fined for that. You get fined.
Settle for one.
Just get on the mound, little.
Ooh, okay. So in empty stadiums, we pick up some things that we don't normally pick up.
You get fined if you yell that at an umpire.
You got a question. Do y'all think both teams will start the game with warnings tonight?
That is very rare. I think the last time both teams started with a warning was Mets-Dodgers after Chase Utley had rolled up Ruben Tejada's leg and broke his leg going into second base.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah Syndergaard throws a ball behind a guy, gets run, and Terry Collins has one of the most epic meltdowns that you'll ever see. He goes on, they're chasing him all over the field. Terry Collins goes out and he is F-bombing for like 7 minutes all over the field at every umpire because they threw Noah Syndergaard. He didn't actually hit anybody. He threw it behind him. And that's why when you get a guy like Jeff Passan, who knows the rules and knows the history, says, well, you know, he threw at them, but he didn't hit them. You know, I don't see why a suspension would be merited. It's already happened. There's already precedent for it. So he's being disingenuous.
Well, I mean, that's par for the course for him, though. Also, this comes in on Twitch. I just think the Astros should beat their ass tonight and not hit them. I'm only saying that because of the suspension they'll receive. I get where you're coming from. I think you should do both. I think they need to go out there and get the win because that stings more than just a little brief altercation during a game. I don't want to say a meaningless game, but just game five of a 60-game season. It's okay, I'm fine with the suspension. I completely agree with you. Go out there, win the game on the field and everything else. But I don't think there can't be for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We all know that. And sports, even more so. The Astros, their pitchers, their batters, the entire team, they can't allow the rest of baseball to see, hey, you throw at their head. You throw 96 miles per hour at the guy who was runner-up for MVP in the American League last year, and there's no repercussions. Yes, Major League Baseball comes down 6 games for Joe Kelly. Great, I applaud it. 8 games for Joe Kelly, especially, as you said, in a 60-game season. Big punishment. I applaud that. That being said, you still have to take care of this on the field tonight.
All right, we'll get more into the Astros, what went down last night, the rookies holding their own, the key turning point in the game. But first, let me tell you about mybookie.ag. Because you know what? we are, what, a few, a day away from the return of the NBA. And if you take a look, mybookie.ag, take a look at some of those odds to win the championships. You know, if you're a believer in the Rockets, plus 1,300, not bad odds. But, you know, the Lakers, the favorites, they're plus 175. If I were to bet, I would tell you Clippers plus 300. Get three times your money. I think the Clippers have a really good shot to win. You get all the odds, everything laid out there at MyBookie. It's real easy to use, easy to follow along on the site. And most importantly, you bet, you win, they pay. They got over 150 different NBA bets that you can choose from. You got all kinds of different prop bets. Will somebody go 8-0? Will somebody go 0-8? What will LeBron average per game? It's all at mybookie.ag. And don't forget, UFC, Major League Baseball, golf, soccer, NASCAR, whatever. They've got everything. Join today. MyBookie will double your first deposit. And not only do they match you dollar for dollar, but they throw in a free $10 NBA future bet. All you got to do is use the program code RADIO when you sign up. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid, mybookie.ag. Don't forget, use promo code RADIO.
Talking about pre-rolls, dark hair, bitch, she look like she go. She do. Hometown hero, feeling myself, can't murder my ego.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay, that's cool.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock in for Fred and A.J. on The Blitz, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN on the H.R.P. listener line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at Jason Braddock, at Late Hitters, at Aaron is blitzed. Now, this whole thing with the Dodgers and the Astros and you know, Joe Kelly, look, there is absolutely no, the idea that he didn't throw at anybody deliberately is absurd. You've got to be out of your mind if you think that. And this is part of the reason why everybody's trying to pump this guy up like he's some kind of champion. And what I'm talking about wearing the black hat, everybody wants, the Dodgers want to make a guy who was actually on the 2017 and 2018 teams, the Red Sox teams, that both got caught cheating.
Right.
And a guy who gave up a grand slam to lose game five of the NLDS last year to Washington. That's their hero. All right. You know, we have better heroes. That's your hero. That's all you got. Because, you know, you're a team of chokers. That's all you got. Okay. This is part of wearing the black hat. This is everybody from New York and Cleveland and Chicago and Milwaukee and, you know, podunk towns in Alabama and Iowa all wanting to pile in. Yeah, this is so great. I love this guy. You don't know anything about him. Everybody wants to jump in with the whole, Just get on the Astros. Just get on the Astros. Well, okay. Just remember, Astros are going to win a lot more than they're going to lose. And if you really think about it, last night's game really turned in the fifth inning on an opportunity that the Astros had to get out of that inning up 2-1. Ground ball to Alex Bregman. And for some reason, instead of going for two, Bregs came home.
It surprised me. Initially, it surprised me. And obviously, Bregman got charged with the error. But I realized he's firing it off back across his body, moments notice. You got a guy crossing your face, if I'm not mistaken, or right behind you when he's coming back across his body to the left. Because they had the infield shift on, right? Or
well, it's this particular play. Bregman cuts across the infield to cut the ball off. He cuts the ball off at a time when you expect him to go to second base because 5-4-3, we're going home.
Right.
Still up 2-1, out of the inning. And you could see he thought about it and then shifted gears to go home and made a bad throw that was low and Maldonado couldn't hold it.
Well, don't give Maldonado a pass. You've got to make that. I understand it. It hops
it's
in there. It's coming
easy
from it.
With a catcher's mitt to try to field that ball, keep your foot on the plate. Look, you've got to make a better throw.
In that moment, I get it. I have more of an issue not going for the two than the throw.
Right,
back across your body,
he didn't
firing
go for
it in.
Two.
No, you're right. And I completely agree with that. Not going for two was the biggest mistake on that. Him getting charged with the error at bouncing him, I'm fine with you giving him an error. That being said, I don't give Maldonado the pass. You're a catcher. You're used to playing with a catcher's mitt. You catch all day with it. Even if it's coming in on a quick one hopper, you got your foot on the plate, you have to make that catch. Despite his offensive outburst at the early point of the season, Maldonado's a defensive catcher for what he does with his glove. You have to make that catch there.
You know, for all the talk about the young pitchers and all these young, unproven guys that the Astros have to keep going to, two guys last night made their major league debuts for the Astros. Scrub and Rodriguez, both pitching for the very first time, gave them 4 2/3 scoreless. Now, it wasn't always pretty. They gave up 4 hits. They gave up 4 walks. But they didn't give any runs. If they turn the double play, Paredes is out of the jam with a double play ball. Valdez only gives up the 1 run. And the Astros go bottom 5 up 2-1.
Right.
Well, the Dodgers didn't score in any other inning.
It was just that inning.
That play by Bregman really changed the trajectory of the game. And look, I'm not going to bag on Bregman like, oh, what an idiot move. Alex Bregman's going to win way more games than he's going to lose.
Let me ask you something real quick before you finish on your point. Any thought process to maybe, you know, when Carlos went down last year, we know, if I'm not mistaken, Bregman played 60 games at short and
at a gold glove level
and 95 at third. And you're right, he played both positions great. But the tinkering back and forth, the unusual 2020 season, the layoff back and forth, all the different changes he's gone through, the scandal and everything else. Is there a mental aspect or a little something that's just off early in the season with Bregman's glove? Because we did see another error later in the game.
I wouldn't equate the two. I mean, like I said, if you watch the play and really if you break it down, if you like slow it down and watch it, you can see the wheels turning in Bregman's head.
Right.
And he makes a last split-second decision to go home. And when he does, his body's not set. So he's not set to make the throw. He rushes the throw, and then it's a bad throw. So I think in that one particular instance, he just made the wrong decision. The one later on, you know, when you it kicks off your glove or whatnot, those happen. But for Bregman, who has a very good arm, the issue was his body wasn't set.
Right.
And he made a decision he didn't intend to make. Everything was just out of whack there. The unfortunate part of it was because Maldonado couldn't handle the throw in the dirt, it then, you know, the next bat, I think Turner hits one through the shift where, you know, he hits it where they vacated.
It was a beautiful hit.
Was
he down 0-2 on that as well? I think he was down 0-2 in the count, pitcher's count, and he just goes, takes what was given to him. It's a great piece of hitting by him.
They had a couple of instances last night where the Dodgers got hits by hitting the ball into the space vacated by the Astros shift.
I think now, Mookie squeezed one by Altuve on the shift too, right?
That one was he just blasted it past him. That one where Altuve dove for the ball and it just got by him. But I mean open field, they're in the shift, and there's just a huge amount of real estate between first and second. Two hits went through there last night. So part of that is they understand, hey, they're going to give us this. The Dodgers hitters are not so stubborn. I've got to hit it into the shift. And part of that is you got young guys on the mound who maybe didn't have the perfect command and they left the ball further out than it should have been. Because when you put the shift on, if you shift a guy to pull, you pound him inside. You don't give him the opportunity to hit the ball to inside out a pitch and go the other way with it. And a couple of those pitches did not get inside far enough.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a resounding yes from both of us, not to lead you. On Twitch, if this was a different era, do you think this this team would slide spikes up or run through a player? Quick answer from me, absolutely yes.
If it was a regular season.
I mean, but I get the point with a different era because you're not running through catchers now. They're taking that aspect, the physicality out of it. You're definitely not seeing a lot more of the spikes up. But yes, I mean, if we go back even just a decade, you're probably seeing that from this Astros team.
And let's keep this in mind because this is something that's all over social media the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
How the Astros are getting this huge break. That there's no fans in the stadiums. Let's be real for a second. The Dodgers got the break last night that there were no fans in the stands. Because if there were 41,000 people at Minute Maid Park screaming for blood after the sixth inning, we would have had it. All right? There would have been a full-scale brawl because that fan base, 41,000 yelling, screaming, stomping, would have had the Astros in a big enough frenzy, we would have had a brawl. They'd have been jumping up and down on top of the dugouts. All right, after the game, the fans would be out back. They'd be rocking the bus back and forth on the Dodgers. It would have been a bad scene.
Geez, you think it goes that far?
Oh,
I don't know if it goes that far.
The venom and the vitriol
right now. I don't think we're going riot stage on that.
Yeah, you are.
You think so?
It happens at Dodger Stadium at least once a year.
Well, that's L.A.
But the point being, with all the venom that has been directed at the Astros and their fan base,
mm-hmm.
for that to have gone on with everybody, full stadium, everybody waiting for this game, because remember, the Astros would have opened the season in L.A., and they would have already gotten the venom there, too.
Yeah, I think the Astros gave them a pass last night, and I think one thing's being missed in all this. It's also funny that Correa goes 3-for-4, and the only thing people's talking about is the one out he had because that's the time him and Joe Kelly go back and forth. But, you know, you look at the situation and where they're at and where the Astros are at, I don't think enough people have made up or have discussed enough the aspect of how professional the Astros acted. Yes, they came out the dugout. Yes, there were some words back and forth. I don't know too many baseball clubs where the whole world is against you. Guys are throwing 96 miles per hour fastballs at your head, and you still perform as the bigger man. Now, I understand we may come off a little loose screw, wire out of place when we're like, no, we want to see blood. We want to see the vengeance side of baseball. But I thought the Astros handled it as professional as they can. But I think a lot of that, dude, and I don't think I'm leading too much into this, but I think a lot of that has to do with COVID-19. If COVID-19 and everything else in the world wasn't going on and in that baseball field, I think we see a fight last night. That being said, you can only take so much. And if another ball is thrown at the head of an Astros pitcher, there will be a fight tonight. COVID-19 be damned.
I mean, let's be real. Let's ask something here, right? The person who asked about if this was a different era.
Yeah.
All right, if Mike Scott was on the hill, do you think somebody's eating a fastball?
Yes.
If Nolan Ryan's on the hill, is somebody eating a fastball?
A fastball, a headlock, and a fist.
All right, if J.R. Richards on the mound, is somebody eating a fastball?
Oh, man, I don't know if they're going to be able to eat all that.
All right, you know, I mean, if this was just a normal season, somebody would have eaten a fastball. But they're throwing out rookies making their first major league appearances, and Dusty's not going to ask a rookie or a young kid to do that.
Why? No, here's it. I know we got to hit a break. I'm going to give you my quick take why I disagree with that. The exact thing you said is the reason why you throw at them. You have all these young rookies. If a vet like Joe Kelly can lose control, had no clue these rookies. You know, their first time getting called up to the bigs, they could lose control easily. What do you want to do, suspend a rookie? The Astros' rotation is in just in utter array right now with the injuries. Urquidy hasn't made it back yet. Verlander's injured. All this is going on. If you're going to come after these guys, the Rockets have all these young arms. Oh, I'm sorry, Paredes. You're going to have to be suspended 8 games. Well, what are the Astros going to do?
Dusty's not going to make a young kid do that. He's not going to put him in that position. He's already said so. But does he ask a veteran guy to do it? We'll see when they have a veteran guy again.
Right. Maybe yeah. Joe Kelly opts back when in they, for one game.
When they recall Fernando Rodney in a week and a half.
No, I said Joe Kelly. Joe Smith. Let Joe Smith opt back in for one game. Pull him away from Allie LaForce's wife. Let him throw a little side on him. Oh, you're suspended. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't throw hard enough. We need somebody who throws harder than Joe Smith.
I just need somebody to escalate this.
It's the Blitz.
Listen, that distance between us could have took a while once we close that if.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Todd Creighton and Jason Browning in for Fred and A.J. on The Blitz.
We're talking about during the break on the Twitch stream before we get back into it. And that's twitch.tv/ESPN975. Interact with all the shows. Get an extra 30 minutes out of your Blitz just by interacting on Twitch. Who would have been, real quick, and we won't make a whole segment out of this. You know, we're talking about how we'd like to see Yordan Alvarez if a brawl was breaking back. And then in the Twitch stream is thrown out, like, how about from that 2017 if you could bring back Gattis? You know, and who's that one Astros all-timer that if you could bring back, and I don't care if it was the Colt 45, somebody in Astros history that you could bring back just for this fight. You know, you got Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. coming back to fight one last time. Who's that Astros great? You're like, all right, let's bring him back to handle this.
Oh, well, like I said, a handful of guys who throw. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of a J.R. Richard fastball.
We got a Ken Caminiti coming in, Bob Watson, another Ken Caminiti.
What are they going to do, hit somebody with a bat? These guys don't pitch.
Nolan Ryan, new Nolan Ryan, JR.
JR would have drilled somebody, and it would have been it. That would have been that. Now, we got a bunch of stuff. Yeah, Roger Clemens would have drilled him right in the freaking head, ask Mike Piazza.
Oh, this is a good one. Randy Johnson. He's going to kill somebody. Randy killed a guy. Brick killed a guy.
You know.
Oh, Bobby Wags.
Weird thing about.
I mean, Billy Wagner.
Weird thing about Randy Johnson.
Yeah, I could see Billy Wagner.
If you ticked off Randy, I could see him throwing at you. But depending on his relationship with the team, I don't know if he would have done it.
Here's one somebody definitely would do it. Penny nailed this one. Jose Lima had a loose screw. It's Lima time! He's going to kill everybody. Yes, I knew somebody in the Twitch would remember. Johnson killed that bird.
The bird explodes.
Craziest thing. I mean, the timing, that would never happen again. Just the timing of it. All right.
Screw that. You want a real psychopath? Ooh. Ken Giles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's
ready
to fight.
He'll punch himself 4 times and then punch somebody else.
Exactly. You want a guy who probably should be locked up at some point in his life.
Or has
who
been.
Also can run it up there over 100 miles an hour.
Hey, that's a great point. That's a great pool there. How about Brad Lidge? He'd probably miss and give up a key homer.
Oh, he'd get knocked out.
Richard Hidalgo, Brandon Backey. Didn't he throw down at a wedding? Is that true? Because he's from the Galveston area, right? Wasn't Backey?
Yep, went to Ball High School.
Okay, yeah, so those Galveston kids, they don't play. Yeah, he probably did throw down at a wedding. Probably threw down at church. Like, communion plays going around. He's like, what?
Now, this
Daryl Kyle?
Now, Daryl Kyle didn't throw that hard. Well, if I want somebody to throw at somebody, I want somebody that's 95 plus.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards J.R. Richard if we're talking about somebody throwing. But even if you're talking about a bat and somebody charging the mound, I'm fine with that as well. All right, so what do you have here? I know we're going to do some NBA predictions. Season kicks off tomorrow. Rockets back in action Friday. We're going to do some NBA predictions here on the Blitz today.
We will at some point. Check this out. So Ken Rosenthal put out a tweet.
Kenny Powers.
The 8-game suspension for Joe Gelly in a 60-game season is the equivalent of 22 games in a 162-game season. Seems harsh.
You threw 96 miles per hour at someone's head.
Like, do we not recall the specific quote that we just gave you in the first segment from the commissioner of baseball about how they are cracking down on guys deliberately throwing at batters, especially if you throw at the head? And Ken Rosenthal, who's been on record before of it's dangerous, can't throw at guys' heads, the whole baseball is a weapon thing. Now he's out here, it seems like it's really kind of a harsh suspension just because it happened to an Astro. So my buddy Randy McAvoy over at KPRC2 responded to him, come on, Ken, be better. Put your anti-Astros bias aside for a moment. That this was intentional by Joe Kelly and everyone knows it. He also tried to trip up Brantley at first base, which is why you heard Dusty yell, get back on the mound, little bleeper. This was the right decision. He threw it at Bregman's head. He threw it at Correa's head. He tried to trip Brantley at first. Yeah, he got an 8-game suspension because everybody was told before the season, don't freaking do it. But now it's harsh, right? Only now it's harsh.
Are you surprised?
And this is what I'm talking about by wearing the black hat.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Rosenthal's one of the most popular baseball guys in the country. And here he is, basically sucking the MLB office's tot. Oh, got to have the Astros. Everything's bad for the Astros. Nothing. We have to be anti-Astros in every single aspect of the game. Every single aspect of the media, everything has to be anti-Astros. The main guys who cover baseball nationally are all in the back pocket of the commissioner. They all have to tote the company line because that's how they get their info. This is what wearing the black hat is. Every single one of these guys is telling their millions of followers, bleep the Astros. This is going to be a different year for Astros fans because every fan base, every major media guy, everywhere that you go for any baseball news, anywhere other than your extreme local sources, wants the Astros to fail, wants to talk down on the Astros, wants to bash them, wants to make whatever they do horrible and whatever happens to them not a big deal. Everywhere you go, you're going to be indoctrinated with anti-Astros flavor to everything. Wear your black hat, put your middle fingers up, do not get discouraged because it's got 55 more games of exactly like this.
We're interacting with you on all platforms here today. Late Hit sits in for the Blitz. One last day, Fred and AJ returns tomorrow and Friday to end out your week. And we'll be back in our usual time slot, Patrick Craig and Jason Braddock, 7 to 9 here on Thursday and Friday. Also, Aaron Rabel always doing his double duty, back with Late Hits again Thursday and Friday as well, and always here on the Blitz with you. All right, to interact with us on Twitch, you can interact during breaks and live on the show as well, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can also call the show or text the show at 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. On Twitter, at PCrate1, at Jason Braddock, at Aaron is Blitz, and for the show, at Late Hitters.
Got some calls on the board. We'll get to you guys next.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!